The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Earlier, I asked a very serious question. Breakfast for dinner, fine, but dinner for breakfast? I don't know about that. Let's see who's on line one. Hi, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. What's your name?
This is Thomas.
Thomas, breakfast for dinner, cool, but dinner for breakfast? Does that even make sense to you?
It does, though, because...
Wow, Thomas.
I don't see a big issue with it because I have a lot of siblings. And in my mind, if the kids will eat for that specific meal for that specific time, I'm all for it.
Well, Thomas, what you're trying to do is get rid of leftovers. I agree. Then getting rid of leftovers. Yes, I get it. What are you up to, Thomas? This early in the morning?
Oh, I actually just dropped my brothers off to their school, and it's kind of annoying, but whatever.
Thomas, I love you. Thank you so much for listening. All right, bye.
Bye.
Thomas has a lot on his plate. I got siblings, got to drop people off. You're going to eat what you get, and you don't throw a fit.
Amen.
Anyway, we're talking about this because of one of the incidents that happened at work. We're in an elevator, Otto and myself, we're married, and we're leaving together, obviously. And some woman in the middle of just, I mean, there's like a bunch of strangers, right, in this elevator says, "You should never eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches for breakfast."
Huh?
Out of
nowhere. You can't just drop that kind of bomb inside of an elevator full of people that you don't know.
Well, and not just that. A lot of construction workers, and they were like, "Yeah, you can."
It became a full-on debate where I was like, the only time I really ever think of eating a peanut butter and jelly is for breakfast.
That doesn't even make sense to me.
Whereas most people, it's an all-day meal.
Otto, it's a lunchtime meal. I have known you for 15 plus years, you have never eaten a peanut butter and jelly sandwich for breakfast.
I don't eat them, period.
What?
Think about it.
Oh.
Well, then why would you say that?
Because that's the only time I ever
just want to argue with that woman.
Well, also,
you can't drop that kind of bomb inside of an elevator.
Yeah, first of all, what kind of egg or beef, meat, pork industry does that woman work for? Because that's clearly an agenda. And if you know anything about the history of breakfast food, it's all propaganda.
Oh,
so, and also, I will say that, yeah, peanut butter and jellies, 24/7 situation. 24/7.
No, there was some random guy in the back was like, "Uncrustables for breakfast all day." And I said, "What?" No,
I ran into that guy again yesterday. I told him we're going to talk about this.
So breakfast for dinner makes sense to me. My daughter's like, make potatoes and bacon and eggs and we'll make breakfast tacos for dinner. But dinner, like who's going to eat steak, asparagus and mashed potatoes for breakfast? You just
steak
can't go
steak and eggs
backwards.
Is a staple.
Steak and eggs is one thing. But dinner itself, enchiladas for breakfast? That doesn't even make any sense.
I don't know.
That does sound good. With egg on top of it?
I do kind of have a thing with like, I don't know how I feel about eggs once the sun goes down. I have to be incredibly inebriated in order to digest eggs once the sun's down.
You know how Otto's tummy is, Anthony. Yesterday he's like, for dinner, you know how sensitive he is. He was feeling bad because I made him a lobster pasta the night before. He said, "I think I just want an
Dana
egg sandwich for dinner.
You did.
I want an egg sandwich." I did not.
Poison me.
I was fine. It's your tummy. Otto just need, you know what you need to eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Cream of wheat, sir. Cream of wheat. All right. What do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
Today is National Handwriting Day.
Hey. Not yes. Something I do a lot of. I don't do a lot of it anymore. Otto, you write every single day.
I write every single day. I do handwritten notes. And I just read a study that if you write things down, you're way more inclined to remember them.
Well, we should probably teach kids to write then, huh?
Probably.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today's down in the DM. I think I got tricked. I really do. Jay and Selena, 5 years on, he has the Hinge app on his phone. Now, I did try to see if, you know, it was going to go down to the DM. And it didn't go down to the DM. Here's part of our conversation. But right after this, I'm going to explain why I think I got played.
I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't see what was on your phone that day.
Why can't you just believe me? I'm here for you and Sophia, right? Just believe me.
Ah, here you go again. You might be able to trick them, but you're not going to get me.
He didn't say anything wrong, Selena. I think you're just a little in your head. I'm not kidding. I tried, and he never said anything.
I'm telling you. She can't live without the drama. She just makes some up and then runs with it. It's ridiculous.
I can definitely see that.
This is the case of Jay might have known, and I got played. But at the same time, Selena, it was a red flag when she said, I told our daughter. Yeah. Because this relationship, no bueno, the whole thing. When she said, you know, I told our daughter and automatic, you kind of got into
it. Well, that's the thing. I never use your kids as ammo against your partner. That just doesn't make sense because you're putting your kid in between their parents and the kid doesn't know how to process something like that.
No matter what, Jay and Selena's child loves them both. True. The child loves mom and dad. And once you start pitting each other against each other, or your dad or your mom did this or that, the child is the one that suffers. They don't know what to do.
That was the one thing that you never did with Stacia and Kirsten, ever.
No, I did it early on and I learned that I was hurting them. I saw it and I'm their mother. I'm like, how in the world are you hurting your kids? I stopped. They were very young. I mean, so I didn't do it when you met me. Obviously, you met me when Stacia was very young anyway. You learn, and then you teach others. Don't do that. At one point in my life, I decided that I cared enough about this person to make a child with them. Here we are. Now the only goal is that child is happy, healthy, and successful, and that's it.
Yeah, you know, reliving this whole situation and threw this down on the DM. I feel bad because Selena's heart was in the right place. I think she just wanted to, like, give her daughter the heads up. But, yeah, you won't never understand how a child would perceive that. Because my mother, she told me at a very young age that she was never going to talk negatively about my father or not. And I didn't realize the positive impact that it would have on me going forward. And I didn't realize how common it was for other people to badmouth their partners in front of the kids.
It is so common and it is destructive. The worst part, have you ever seen the kids play alone?
Oh, yeah.
I've seen them. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I hate him. And deep inside are a hater. They don't. They're doing that to please you.
They're trying to appease their mom. Yeah.
They're trying to, or yes.
Or the dad,
whichever it is that is doing that. They're trying to appease you. Or you could even turn a child against a parent. For no good reason. Now, there are some parents.
I had a friend
that
happened to, and he
what happened automatically?
They got a divorce. His ex-wife started doing just exactly what you're talking about, pitting him against her or her against him, and he didn't talk to his daughter for probably 10 years.
Oh my gosh!
And just now they are starting to repair the relationship. Now that she's 18 and she's in college, and
because she has freedom.
Well, and her mom's not in. She doesn't live with her mom anymore, so her mom's not in her ear every day and saying he's horrible. Don't talk to him. He's a bad person. He's not a bad person. They just didn't work out.
Sometimes bad things happen to good people, you know, and you got to remember that it's all about the kids. 877-730-DCS1. How did you explain to your kids that you weren't going to be together anymore? And what kind of advice would you give to anyone who is talking badly about their child's parent? All right, call us up.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Do you tell your kids bad things about their father or mother? No, you shouldn't. And if you do, stop today. Stop doing it today.
You're not doing your kid any favors.
You're not doing yourself any favors. It's not a good look for you. You're adding to the horribleness that's already the fact that these children are going to grow up without their parents being together. Everybody wants parents together. Look, sometimes it doesn't work out. But when you disparage the person that created them, their mother or father, it only hurts the kid. And then they're like, oh my gosh. And then they can't talk to you because they don't want to disappoint you. And it just causes so many different feelings from the child.
And when you really think about it, when you're talking badly about that person, in a way, you're talking badly about your kid because
you
kid
chose
comes- yeah.
to make a baby. Thank you, Otto. You chose to make a baby. Now, this discussion is happening because of Jay and Selena, the down in the DM earlier. I said it didn't go down in the DM. Otto and Anthony believe that Jay knew. They think he's sneaky and that he knew what was going on and that I got played. I'm not sure 100%. I do know, though, that Selena should not be involving their little girl. That Mm-mm. part right there. Okay, now we have Jeremy. He's been on hold for a minute. So, Jeremy, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Do you think that Jay figured out what we were doing? It was a down in the DM. Some people are conflicted. And what about how Selena is involving their child?
So basically, I got an opinion on both viewpoints. As far as the knowing what was going on, he definitely knew something was up.
Oh, I got played, Jeremy. That's automatic and Anthony. Like, how did you not know? This
he
guy
had plenty of time to erase the app in his phone. There's no reason he would get a notification if he didn't have the app.
Okay. And then what's your second opinion, Jeremy? What else you got, man?
As far as using the child for ammunition, I'm currently going through a situation with the mother of my child where she basically holds my daughter over my head. I pay my child support and all that, but she is just religiously holding my daughter over my head, and it is just absolutely, not only is it hard for me, but it's hard for the child. The only real person it's hurting is the child, because she doesn't understand why what's going on.
Jeremy, we just had this conversation. I feel for you. And I admitted to Automatic, because we've been married a very long time, and he was like, you've never done that. I did it early on, but I recognized pretty quickly that I was hurting my daughters. And my job as a mom is for them to be safe, for them to be happy, for them to be healthy and successful. So I quit doing that. It's wrong. I don't even care what you did. I don't even want to know if it was, you know, it was amicable or you cheated with 50 women. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you both put those differences aside when it comes to dealing with your daughter. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. Your dad or your mom, all you're doing is hurting the child. And that is not okay. You know, Jeremy, are you fighting for custody or not custody or visiting or custody, joint custody? How is that going right now at this point?
Basically, I'm starting the process to get custody. It's going to be a long, expensive battle, but I mean,
it's
all going to be worth it.
It is. That's right. It's worth it. That's your little girl. I wish you the best of luck, and I want you to keep us updated on this. Please promise me you'll call back and let us know how things are going, okay?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Thank you so much, and please keep us updated.
Thank y'all.
I really hope his ex sees the light and starts prioritizing the child over her vengeance.
We can only hope.
That's what it is. Yeah, we can only hope. And he said he's going to keep us updated.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
10 years, J. Cole's been working on the project, The Fall Off. He is talking about some of the process that went into making the music. This is the most I've heard from J. Cole in a very long time. We're going to play that audio for you after we get famous people's birthdays, Anthony A.
We got to start off by honoring a hip-hop great. May he rest in peace. On this day in 1998, XXXTentacion was born.
Wow. Okay.
And some of you guys may know her as Olivia Benson from Law & Order, but Mariska Hegarty is celebrating her birthday as well, too.
Oh, is that where Taylor Swift's cat's name comes from, then?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Yeah, Olivia Benson. Yeah, I swear I didn't know it was a character. Law and Order. Had no idea. Okay, so anyway, moving on now to J. Cole. He's doing a lot of publicity for this project,
which he doesn't normally do.
Usually quiet, right? He just drops whatever. Well, he sat down with XXL and talked about the process of writing one of the songs on the project. There's a great lesson to be heard right at the end of what he has to say. Listen.
So much time spent downstairs in my crib in the studio while the kids are at school, sitting in one spot. Putting a puzzle together, so enjoyable. So enjoyable. It took so much time. But I don't say that to say like it was like work. It was like putting a puzzle together to challenge myself. When I got that second line, I didn't even know what it was going to be until I said, I persevered through the worst. My thirst to adhere was a curse. My life, I see it in reverse. And at that moment, I get scared. I get excited and scared simultaneously. I get excited because I go, yo, what if through this whole rhyme about your life story in reverse, but you got to keep persevere through the worst. You got to keep 4 syllables minimum. I get excited because I'm like, oh, that'll be so amazing. But then the fear comes to like, almost a voice of like, don't even try it. Like, yo, why? Like, you know that's not possible. There's not enough rhymes to keep it clear and to keep it the way you want to do it. Stop, bro. And then the other voice is like, yeah, but what if though? And then at that moment, I'm giving myself a door. I can leave and give myself leave, or I could just take the mission. And I take the mission. That's the joy. That's the gratitude.
Excitement to do something different and challenge yourself. Being comfortable for J. Cole is uncomfortable. I saw an interview he did.
Well, comfort kills artistry every single
time.
It does.
Auto can kill a lot of things. Like, right? A lot of times when you're comfortable in your job, your boss might say, oh, it's time for them to go. They're not putting in extra effort. Whatever. A couple of years ago, he did an interview, and I agree with him. He said, if you're comfortable where you are, I think that's fine. And it is. In fact, he said he envied people. Because for him, he could never be, he's like, I can never just be satisfied. in one place. It's always what's next, what's next. And you can drive yourself crazy with that, mm-hmm. or you can make it enjoyable, like he just said. And that's the thing. Find joy in what you do.
Yeah, you have to find joy in challenging yourself. And that's what keeps you fresh and what obviously he's doing for this project, which I feel like is going to be really amazing.
Everybody should hopefully be able to experience something that makes them want to apply more effort in whatever it is. And it doesn't have to necessarily be something you're making money off of.
Right.
If you're fortunate enough to have a craft or any kind of hobby that you just find yourself getting lost in, it's really good for your soul.
I've always thought about doing pottery. Yeah.
That was random.
You said, I'm never going to make money doing pottery.
We've been married for 15 plus years and you've never brought up pottery.
Well, now I'm going to get one of them spinny things, Otto. You can help me with it.
We can remake the movie Ghost.
Ghost! Oh, yep. Remember that classic? The Fall Off is a release date is February 6, 2026, just a couple of days before the big game.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.